Welcome to Season 2 of Resting Glitch Face, a Shadowrun actual play.
This is Shannon. I'm playing Eris.
Hi, this is Sid, and I'm playing Jet.
This is Dot. I'm playing Binary.
This is Maddie. I'm playing Collateral.
And my name is Eric, the Game Master. Be warned, some of the following content is not suitable for all audiences.
She looks up at the other guys and again in Russian says, fucking want what he's having?
All right, the two goons that are remaining that are not wounded kind of look over and they see one of them's wounded. They're big, you know, the physical adept that's been their boss for a long time is now laying there at your feet, and they just start to take some steps backwards, like backing towards Val.
Are they looking at her?
No, they're strictly looking at you. Because they don't know, you know, they come through the door. All they see is Ruko comes at you. He drops to your feet and you stab him and then you slice his throat.
Mm-hmm.
That's all they saw.
So I look fucking dope as hell.
Right. So they spend their action. They had pistols in their hands. You know, they just kind of hold their hands up like, oh, we're not going to shoot you. And they're just starting to back away.
Yeah. And she's going to nod at them.
Shadowrun nod.
Right. No,
bringing it back.
It's the eyes wide nod, like, yeah, you better fucking back up, bitch.
Oh, the psycho nod?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep going.
So basically, unless, they're not going to attack Val or whatever. We're basically out of combat unless you want to do something to them.
No, I'm going to let them run. I am, however, what would it take for me to cut Ruko's head off?
I mean, he's dead, so he's not going to resist.
Yeah, and
just
I got a big old sword. I actually have a Bowie knife, which I feel like would be pretty good for this.
All right, so Mary is standing there with you as
yeah,
Jet is starting to decapitate the body of this Russian troll.
Fuck. But you're Van right now.
I'm Van right now, yeah. So Van is watching this happen, and fuck. Turns around, Mary, we got it. Just don't look. I don't know what the hell.
Oh, yeah, she looks up, and she says, for the first time on this roof in English, she says, Drek, I figure if we got his head, probably we can scare people off as we're walking down, because I'm not feeling great right now.
Yeah.
Unless we want to repel.
No, I don't think that would be a good idea right now.
Okay.
Walking
it is.
Okay.
Didn't you have friends who live here?
So Van kneels to Mary level. Mama Candy, was she still here?
I think so.
Okay. We gotta go find her and make sure that her and her kids are all right.
Okay. This way.
I brought the Bramalam, so we have enough space to evac everybody, I think.
For like 6 troll boys?
I don't know, man. We'll call a go-go. I don't give a shit.
We'll figure it out, but I just want to make sure they're at least alive.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so you start hustling down the stairs.
To the 11th floor.
Well, okay, that's not that far.
Right.
From the roof. So you start heading that direction as Jet, you're finishing off, like, because, you know, getting through troll,
yeah,
you know, spinal column.
You gotta get through the spine.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do, so.
Gross.
Yeah, you hear Dog Leash go more at an angle.
Like this?
Yeah, there you go.
All right,
and
awesome.
And just put all your weight on your wrist.
I don't weigh that much.
Yeah, but it's leverage.
Yeah, it's all about leverage.
He's like, oh, you gotta leverage it.
Okay. Cool.
It.
Well,
you
I mean,
it.
You
there
can...
There it goes. Crunch. You get through it.
There we go. All right. Critique my form later.
Right.
Hey-o.
All right. He's like, so are you coming straight or should I pull the vehicle up or what?
Pull the vehicle up. Start getting in position. We have to go check and make sure that Binary's friends are okay.
All right.
They live here.
There's still some turds shooting through the windows, but I think they're just taking pot shots. I don't think they're actually, like, focused.
Yeah.
Nothing this vehicle can't handle.
For sure. Yeah. If you could, I will emphasize, I'm bleeding a lot. I don't feel great. So
he's like, okay, well, I mean, I do have a underbarrel grenade launcher. You want me to blow some shit up?
I mean, you can. I'm not going to say no. It's just that probably once I get down there, and then she's going to put heavy subtext before we do anything else. Probably I need to get patched up.
Oh, whatever subtext you used, it doesn't seem to faze him. He's just like, oh, yeah, okay. I can set up. There's a couple of street docks not far, so we could probably roll by. What, you don't like street docks?
No, street docks are fine. It's just that, you know, I can't just show my legs to, like, just anybody. I mean, I know it's on my...
Do you have somebody in mind, then?
Yeah, I mean, I've got Gracie.
Okay.
Or I guess Eris, but Eris is high as a fragging kite right now.
Mm-hmm. So, well, and you know where Gracie is?
Yeah, yeah. She's at Binary and Collateral's place. We can just stop by there.
That's convenient. Okay. So we can just go there.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That'll be fine.
All right. Well, move your ass.
Okay. I'm moving. I have this fragging head to deal with.
And you can just throw that shit over the side and I can pick it up.
Gross. Splat.
That'd be fun. I just want to make sure that in case there's any Vori on our way down, I can like hold it up and brandish it, you know?
Oh, that's metal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to fight anybody else.
Sounds good to me.
I'm tired.
Make sure you video that shit.
Oh, you know I am. I'm getting it on vid. I'm also broadcasting it to you.
Okay. Because, yeah, I mean, just to post it online so people can laugh at the Vorias sounds like a good idea.
Hell yeah. I'm down.
All right, so the other two are headed down the stairs.
Yeah.
Yarp.
So you get down to the bottom where there's like storage areas, you know, for the different apartments and things like that. And Joe, you can feel this like undulating wave of oiliness in the air.
Oh, it feels greasy down here.
It smells like old gym socks down here to you, Eris, and mildew.
Eris is just like... I don't really notice it being greasy. It stings, but...
It's just like a magic vibe. It's like a greasy magic vibe. I feel like I need to take a shower.
Right.
How much further could this thing be, though? I don't know. That was a rhetorical question.
Oh, yeah. You're the dowsing rod, man.
Yeah. I can't believe there's so many... I guess I can believe there's so many storage lockers, but God, which one is it in? She's just walking down the row.
Right. And you make your way to the very end.
Oh, you think it's in one of these? Air starts opening.
Wait, no.
Yeah, and there's just random shit. And some of the storage areas they're not necessarily lockers. They're more of, you know, like cages where they would store boxes and shit like that.
Do I find anything cool?
Okay, what do you want?
I want to find a Rubik's Cube.
Okay. All right, yeah, you find a Rubik's Cube. There's
retro.
There's a bunch of like old, like an old moldy boxes that like popped open, and there's like some, looks like some old toys or something.
Holy shit, there's a light bright in there. That's crazy.
Damn.
Oh, cool. I reach in and I grab the Rubik's Cube and then I start doing it.
That's retro. Good find.
Right?
All right, so you get to the end. And
this isn't it, right?
No, that's not it.
And there's a service door leading, and it just says maintenance only.
Okay, well, I guess I'm maintenance today. And she goes to open the door.
All right, and when you do, there, you feel there is a resistance, but not enough where you're going to, well, with your strength, I'm not even going to
I was going to say, I have currently a lift carry of 1,000.
Yeah, so you just kind of, you feel it kind of hesitate for a moment, and then it just kind of goes, and you just push against it. And it's giving you almost like a dynamic tension, almost like it's pushing against you.
Mm-hmm.
And then so then finally you get it open enough where you can kind of step in, and you have to hold the door so Eris can get in, because otherwise it's going to close from this. You just feel it. Eris, you feel nothing. It just looks like Joe is making more of this door than it actually really is.
I think that she's like showing off and just like flexing for me.
Yeah,
and
she's definitely flexing.
Yeah, I just kind of like ogle her for it. I'm like, nice.
Okay.
Yeah, and once Eris is in, Collateral will let the door close.
Looking good.
Thanks. You're keeping it tight too, but focus.
Yeah, I got 4 successes to solve this Rubik's Cube.
All right, so you're working on it. So you step through, and now you're on a bit of a raised area, like looking down at like a heating unit and different pipes and shit like that down here in the basement. And it looks like part of the floor and the wall has, you know, like maybe there was some settling or something like that. The foundation shifted, and there's a gap between the wall and the floor, and you can feel it. That's where that's coming from.
Okay, I'm going to just slide down there really quick. Do you want to come with?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Just be careful. And yeah, she's gonna jump down and offer her hand up to Eris so that she can hop down princess style.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I absolutely take your hand, and it's super extra romantic.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're just going to slide on this broken part of the floor mm-hmm. into this gap?
Yeah.
Okay. You're like, okay, let me just kind of slide down like on your knees or on your butt, or how are you doing that?
She's going to slide down on her hip, like with one of her legs.
Baseball slide.
Yeah, baseball slide.
A baseball slide down it. Okay. So it's at a pretty severe angle. It doesn't start off that way, but then it really kind of dips. So you baseball slide down this thing. Eris, how are you sliding in?
Also a baseball slide.
Baseball slide. So right next to her. Yeah. All right. So you slide into this gap in the floor and the wall, and you can tell that there had been some sort of, like I said, some sort of settling or rock shifting or something like that, because almost immediately you come out the top of a cave. It's a pretty – you're falling about 10 meters.
Yep.
So that's a decent fall.
Yep.
So you're going to have to resist 6 physical damage.
Ah, yes, my specialty. I'm very good at this. I succeed. I'm spending a plot point to succeed.
Okay.
I'm gonna make it so neither of us fail. I'm gonna use, because I have all this climbing gear.
Okay.
Oh.
So
I'm assuming because I just have like general climbing gear. I'm assuming I have like a piton that I can like
hammer it in.
Yeah.
That's kind of a. So you're saying you're spending the
plot point
to
so we can use a rope
to go down.
To go down.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
So now you take nothing. So now it's like you throw the rope down and you're like, that's kind of far. So then you kind of slide down and now you're like hanging on this rope in darkness.
Weird elves.
It's not low light.
It's darkness.
Darkness.
Was a flashlight one of the things that didn't work in the thing the last time?
The flashlights aren't electronic.
Okay, so it worked. So I would have brought, so I have that on me. I turn a flashlight on.
Wow, you're so prepared.
So flashlight,
yep.
Kick it on, and you are in a cave. You can feel this power, like I said, just kind of undulating over you, leaving like this greasy stain behind on it. Make an... did you change your knowledge skills at all?
Me?
Yes.
No, I have knowledge anime and knowledge gangs because I am holding out hope that someday, you'll have an anime puzzle.
An anime gang puzzle. Okay.
But I can make a logic roll because that's gone really well for me tonight.
You can certainly roll logic.
Hey!
That's a six!
You have astral skill, right?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. Let's add that 6 to let's make an astral roll, but you'll keep that 6 that you rolled. I'm not going to take that away from you.
Okay. Do I still get to add?
Intuition?
Yeah.
Yes. And what did you roll before?
Oh, my 1 for my logic.
Oh, logic. Okay.
3 successes.
Okay.
Plus, 4. So 4.
4 successes. Okay, so you feel this...
ucky feeling.
This ucky feeling. And as you're hanging above, and now Eris has her flashlight, Eris, all you see is just kind of a manky-looking cave, you know, that was apparently under this building.
And we're hanging? We didn't make it to the ground?
Not just yet.
Oh, okay.
So you're climbing down.
I got you.
But Joe, as you're... Because you're first on the rope,
yeah.
You get about halfway down when it dawns on you. You had a discussion about ley lines.
Yeah.
You are now above one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so she astrally perceives.
Yeah, and you can see, yes, there is a ley line below you, just kind of like coming in and out of the floor, kind of like snaking through the surface of the floor of this cave.
Mm-hmm.
And the light itself, the mana itself is flowing in one direction. So it's like being drawn along this ley line. And threaded throughout it, you can see these black tendrils kind of almost like at some points choking it off. It's like it's narrowing it. And it's like you can see just as you're sitting there watching, you can see the tendrils almost like starting to close a little bit and then they widen a little bit.
Ugh.
Like it's starting to choke it off.
Oh, no. It's not as bad as I thought it would be, but it's really bad. There's a ley line down here and there's a bunch of icky dark tendrils on it.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to hop down really quick and just see if I can like dispel one. I'll be right back.
Well, I mean, we're both going down.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you can start heading up if you want. I don't know if this is going to be dangerous or not.
I'll stick around.
Okay. And Joe just, woo, slides down the rope.
Eris also slides down the rope.
All right, you slide down the rope. Now you're both down on the floor of this cave.
And Joe's going to go over to the ley line and, like, to one of the spots that is thicker with black tendrils, and she's going to attempt to dispel.
Okay.
Eris is kind of checking to see, like, where the walls of this cave are. If there's,
make an,
like,
engineering check.
That's two successes.
Okay. All right. So you're, like, looking around, kind of checking this place out. You get close to where one of the bundles of the tendrils are kind of really constricting this ley line. Mm-hmm. And you're going to try and dispel one of the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Only that three.
I did not.
Successes.
All right. So you are beaten by two. So you're going, you're like waving, you're like looking at this, and it's like, oh, this should be relatively easy. It looks like just some sort of like a spirit, some sort of like a dampener or something like that. Just some sort of like, yeah, it's definitely something made of spirits. So you're like, maybe I could just kind of dispel it or banish it or something like that. And when you do that, it reacts in that some of the black tendrils kind of lash out towards you. So let's do a, it's making an astral attack on you. So you would do your astral defense after I make my attack. One success.
Damn. So
it's very,
very weak.
Yes. One not, little tendril just kind of goes, stop it.
He's not very into it.
Stop.
More than one.
Okay. So, yeah, this little puny tendril just kind of goes swat, kind of swats at you.
That's rude. Okay. Man, I really wish Sabotica was here right now.
So, just for the setup part of it, I probably have, like, Joe, you know, a carabiner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she's still hooked on the rope, and I'm just taking the rope so that, you know, we don't get separated from each other. I can always follow the rope back. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know how big this cave is.
It's relatively big, but it's like a big, almost like a big conference room size.
Yeah.
But your two engineering successes, this is not a natural cave.
Okay.
Oh.
Is it a man-made cave or otherwise?
it appears to be old, very old, man-made.
Okay.
I don't like that.
All right. Are there any, like, entrances or exits, or it's just, like, this little cave,
it's
this area?
It's just this little cave area.
All right. I look to see, like, does Joe look like she's, like...
Joe is now, is, like, kneeling next to nothing, and you hear her say, rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, I wish Bonica
was here.
So I think since she's talking, I'm going to be like, oh, she's not concentrating too hard. I can interrupt her. So, like, this cave's not natural.
Oh, well.
Look, and I point my flashlight. See how it is here?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that.
So that means that it's made by people.
Yep. A person made this.
I see. Well, that's troubling because this is right over a pretty big ley line. And it looks like there's some sort of weird spiritual essence trying to choke the ley line. Also, I didn't know this. I've never seen a ley line up close, but it looks like it actually, like, flows kind of like a river, and she points in the direction that the magic is, the essence is headed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, you know, there's a possibility that this specific spot was chosen because of this location for, like, your sister's weird stuff?
And I shrug.
Can I see your eyes again?
The cave, it's been here for a while, like hundreds of years, 30s of years.
You didn't roll high enough to really analyze it that well. You just know it's old.
It's pretty old.
Okay.
This cave.
Well, that makes me think, just initially off the top of my head, either weird cultists or Black Veil Prophets, maybe Black Lodge.
Man, who knows?
Okay. How you doing there, champ?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Let's head out, I think.
Did you finish your little,
Yeah, I tried to dispel some of the weird, icky tendrils, and they kind of smacked at me. I'm not very good at dispelling stuff without Bodica to help, and she's not here.
Right. Okay. Well, all right.
I think that we should just remember that this is here.
It is noted.
All right. Let's get you out of here. You go up first. I'll spot you.
Sure. All right. You just trying to get a good show.
I am only mortal presently.
Airs.
All right. So let's cut back to the Bramlam as we will time jump to the Bramlam.
Hooray.
As Jet, you come walking out. You've got dude's head. You, in fact, did scare off some of the toughs that tried to accost you or at least look at you. And they saw what you were carrying and were like, closing the doors, that kind of stuff.
Like, never pussies. Mind.
Right. Van finds and Mary find Mama Candy's apartment. It's locked up pretty tight. You know that they're in there.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to stop or what are you going to do?
Yeah. So Van kind of like pounds on the door a little bit. Candy, it's me.
You hear one of her sons say, who's me?
Binary.
All right. And then Mary says, it's us. It's Mary. And then you hear, door opens up a little bit. You see a chain.
Jet steps back so that she's not immediately visible with her head.
And says, Mama's not home.
What do you mean?
She left and she told me I was in charge.
How many are you in there?
Six.
Fuck.
So that's all the kids.
Okay. You guys got to come with me. It's not safe to be here.
Mama said no.
Just let him stay. We took care of the big guy. The rest of these dudes are pussies.
I can't just leave kids unattended.
Isn't the oldest one like 16?
Maybe not 16, but.
I mean, he's like babysitting age.
Yeah.
And she kind of leans over and looks at him. He's babysitting age. Here's the thing.
Okay.
What's going to be, if Candy comes back and there's no one here, she's going to flip the fuck out.
Yeah, but I also need to know where she is. Okay, I give, what's your name?
Charlie.
Charlie. All right, Charlie, I'm Val. And she kind of says it with some disgust. Here's my information. Let me know if you hear from your mom.
All right. He's listening to you, but he's looking at Mary. And then he kind of gives you kind of a side eye and then looks back at Mary, and Mary nods. And he's like, okay.
I'm a friend, kid. It really. I just want to make sure your mom's okay.
You see him kind of motion towards Mary like, do you need to come inside? And she shakes her head no. And he's like, okay, whatever.
All right, kid. Hunker down again. Lock it up and let me know. Yeah. Bye forever.
All right,
cool.
So you are now down, walking out.
Jet's starting to look a little gray.
Yeah, as they are leaving, Van does try to send a message to Candy.
Okay.
And it's just like, I tried to check in on you. Where are you?
No response.
Fuck.
Message not send or no response?
It was sent. No response.
Okay. Mm. I also send the same message to Payload.
Okay.
Tried to check in on Candy, not getting any response.
All right. You get an immediate response of what the frag.
Have you paid attention at all to what's going on at the stacks?
Reply, well, who hasn't? It's all over the news.
Okay. I checked in on the kids. They seem fine. They're locked up in the apartment.
Where's she?
I don't know. And I can't get a hold of her.
It sits there for a little bit and then there's three dots.
Great.
Three dots. And he's like, let me know if you hear anything.
Will do.
All right, you are all back in the Bramblam now?
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
Eris is going to try and fix her car.
So she walks over and starts like
no.
trying to do something to
just
her
trying
car.
To get it, just trying to get it to...
Just start to get into the car like you're going to like drive it off.
Joe like sees her go for the door and she grabs her hands and says, honey, no, not right now.
I'm not going to leave my car here.
How do you think you're going to drive your car? The engine is sticking out of the hood.
It's not that damaged.
I don't know. It's pretty damaged.
Hey, guys. Hey, hi. It's me, Jet.
Just
how's everybody doing?
Slowly dying.
I'm bleeding a lot.
Come on.
I would like to leave.
Yeah. Oh, bro, you want a trauma patch?
I was going to go get some stitches from Gracie.
Oh, man. I was really hoping Dog Leash was going to trauma patch your ass.
She's like stumbling her way back.
Okay.
I could also give you stitches.
Well, to do that, have to be in the Bramalam. So let's come. And she's like trying to leave.
Like, just fucking pick the bitch up.
Yeah, you
hang on. I gotta at least get my shit.
Dog Leash now has it in drive. He's got his foot on the gas, like let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, she's gonna just jump in the back and kind of lay down.
Okay.
I'm gonna help this asshole.
Do you want me to? Oh, Dog Leash, do you want this? Do you need this?
The head?
Yeah.
And he kind of looks at it for a moment and he goes, no, man. I mean, he didn't have any tech or nothing, so it's worthless.
Oh, that's true. She's just going to kick it out the door.
Okay.
Hang on.
It bounces a couple
Let's
times.
Let's see. I think I get my legs for this. I want to see how far I can get this bitch.
All right, so we're driving off your...
I grab my stuff, so I have all my gear now. It was in my car. All
right.
I'm also going to try and, like, get my gear, my car, like, beep boop, see if it starts.
Okay, it does not.
Okay. First aid.
It flies over Eris's head as she's headed towards the...
Nice.
It bounces off the hood of her car. Boing.
Thank you.
Really?
I thought it was funny.
Good aim. Okay.
Thank you.
Impressive.
Doink.
You have a full essence, right?
Yeah, I do. Right,
so you are now all driving.
Yeah, we're
driving. Yes. So, Dog Leash is driving really fast. And he's like, where to?
Maryland Heights, right?
Yeah, yes. my house.
All right. He's headed towards the house.
I'm assuming it's fine that as we're driving, Val transitions back forward.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I get
back
an extra...
forward. What a wrong way to say that.
Don't worry, baby girl. I got you one hitbox healed.
Nice.
Thank you very much. He says, oh, wow. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm still going to need stitches, so.
She's just holding gauze over your...
Well, hey, honestly, that helps.
I'm going to get some, like, bandages, like, start wrapping you up. And then I'm going to also... I'll ask you. Mm-hmm. I have a med kit.
No, that's
okay. I can
hook
that up if you want.
That's okay, man. That's okay. Gracie's got me. All
right.
By the time you get pull into the driveway, Eris, do you have your comm on you?
At this point, yeah. It's probably in my bag.
Okay. Your comm goes off.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
It's a voicemail.
From whomst?
From your mom.
Oh, yeah. I just put it back in the bag.
God.
You just keep putting this back in the fucking oven.
I don't even I barely even look at it. It's one of those sort of things.
Right. So it's like you're like it goes doo-doo. It went straight to voicemail and you're like, oh, I didn't even realize I didn't have it on. It was, you know, just went to voicemail and you're like, oh, it's from my mom. You throw it in your bag, Joe, your comm goes off. It's Eris's mom.
Oh my God.
Answer.
I answer the phone because Joe is courteous.
We're probably sitting by each other, right?
Yeah.
Probably like all up in your business just a little bit. Can I see who it is?
I mean, yeah, it's the handheld comm.
Don't worry about that.
She's your mom has never called me before, ever.
Yeah, she cut me off. It's fine.
I'm not here. You're not here.
I'm not here. I'm sleeping.
And she answers the phone.
All right.
Eris pretends to be asleep.
As soon as the connection clicks, you hear her voice, and she says, Joe, where is Bianca?
I don't know. I think she might have gone to the house to take a nap, but I'm not sure.
She's in danger.
What's going on?
Someone tried to kill us. At the hospital.
Oh. Is everyone okay?
We're okay. We're fine. But I don't know about Azalea.
Okay, where's Azalea?
She was in her room when we were attacked at the hospital. We were able to evade what's the term? And you hear someone's voice say, "We evaded them after initial contact, and we are now looking into trying to find an egress." You did not recognize that voice on the other end.
Okay. It sounds like you've got somebody with you that knows what they're doing and is going to keep you safe. So stay out of harm's way. I'll talk to Bianca and we'll try to figure something out.
Okay. Well, tell her to turn her phone on.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And she says, I'm really scared. Keep her safe.
I promise I will.
Okay. Click.
And Joe just turns to Bianca. Your family was attacked at the hospital. They don't know where Azalea is.
It's fine.
That's your family.
Yeah, those are my guys.
Dog Leash goes, who's Azalea?
Her sister.
Mm, okay.
She's cool dog. Mary. Like, shouldn't you be worried? You said your guys?
Yeah, that's fine.
Attacked?
Yeah.
Why would your guys attack them?
to get them to the spot they need to be.
Why would you not just tell your family that you were evacuating them?
Oh, because my mom hates me, remember?
So your mom's always hated you.
Yeah, and everyone else is unconscious, so, like, it's fine, you guys. Why are you making this such a big deal?
Mary and Val are in the back seat, just like... What?
This is literally like...
This is the first we've heard of this.
Mary is sitting there. She kind of gives you a sideways look.
Kid, you got me. I have no idea.
Kid, don't do drugs.
And a screen pops up in your AR, and it's clearly security footage from the hospital. Uh-huh. And you see people moving, and you can see... Now you see Eris's, you know, these people sitting there, and there's a guy laying in the bed, and there's, you know, they're all elves there, and you see this group of people, the lights cut out, and you can see, you know, like shadows of like people moving in the hallway, and then there's static, and then the light in the hallway, you see someone is now carrying somebody and is like dragging somebody into the light. And you can see that the elf that was there with the elven woman visiting the elf person on the bed uh-huh. is now in the hallway carrying the person that was in the bed mm-hmm. on his shoulder, dragging somebody in black body armor out. And you see him just kind of looking at this person. The first thing he does is he grabs his helmet and he lifts it up and he looks at the back of his neck.
Yep.
And then he drops it and then you know, there's no audio. So it's just,
right.
And he just kind of motions and the woman comes out and they start moving down the hallway. And then you see the woman is like trying to keep up with this person carrying this unconscious person. And you see her fumbling with a comm.
Okay.
So for the listeners, that was Cascade Greenleaf carrying my dad. And my mom was with him.
Yeah. As Mary is broadcasting this to Val, Val then continues to just extend it to the rest of
all right,
the group.
So now it's all popping up on your ARs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, yes, you see.
I don't.
I also don't.
Okay, so.
I take my glasses off. I'm like, I told you guys it's fine.
It's literally not fine. This dude's kicking your guys' ass.
Did you send a fucking Shadowrun team to pick up your parents?
Yeah.
Why did you have them do it so violently?
I wasn't in charge of it.
Yeah, and then so then Mary's like...
We're going to move to California.
Flick, flick, flick. And now you see another team, same thing happening, but you see a young elven girl in a hospital bed, and you see another group of people come in, but... In the background, you can see like a nurse's station and stuff. And all of a sudden, you see some of the staff and stuff start going and they're dropping.
Jeez. Oh my God. Do we see them take Azalea?
Yes.
Okay. So your sister is with them. So I don't know if you have a way to get in contact with your team to.
They killed some fraggin' nurses, dude.
Dude.
I mean, they're a Shadowrun team. That's what they're supposed to do, right?
You literally
we don't do
just,
that.
You
but...
literally just cut off a dude's head and you killed, like, I don't know, five people?
A man who has done, like, these are civilians. That's different.
Yeah.
Those were gang members who were trying to kill us.
All right. And okay. Then you see, like, boom, 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 people going down. You see a group of people come in and one of them goes up to Azalea and is clearly some sort of a medic because they put something on her. Mm-hmm. And then they start to, like, two of them are carrying her out. Mm-hmm. The one that's got his back to the camera turns, looks right at the camera. You see Dogleash has his hands on the steering wheel. Remember, you just pulled up when mm-hmm. this started happening. And you see his knuckles are white.
I look over at him. What's up?
He says, Mary, play that back. Freeze it right there. And then he says, I know that guy.
Who is he?
He goes by the name of Apex Black. Thank you for listening to this episode of Resting Glitch Face. Theme music by Synthesk. Background music by Machinima Sound. Outro music by Austin Miller. Edited and produced by Sid. Continuity consulting by Dot. Shadowrun is property of Catalyst Game Labs. Resting Glitch Face is a production of Openly Gamer Theater and property of Side Tangent Productions.